Okay. Perek Vav Shir Hashirim Posu Gimel. Okay. Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li Horeh B'Shoshanim. Okay. I am, he translates it, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. In other words, I'm his and he's mine. Horeh B'Shoshanim, he's Roya, he grazes his flock amongst the Shoshanim, amongst the roses. So Rashi doesn't say anything on this except Horeh B'Shoshanim, Horeh Es Tzoyne B'Mire Noyach V'Toyv. He leads the Tzoyne in a calm, he says, Noyach V'Toyv, in a good grazing pasture. So it's Hashem is the Royeh, right? The Royeh, he's Royeh B'Shoshanim, and he leads the Klal Yisroel in good grazing, good pasture.
What is it?
He has discussed that.
What?
In
Dodi,
you know.
What is it?
No, like a tzon. You give him good.
Yeah, but what is the good?
I guess everything. I guess everything about the way he deals with us. I guess that you have to say that it's very good. It's going to be hard to swallow, but I guess you have to say that that even in the Golus, that not only is he leading us, but he's leading us by Shoshanim. It's a mirror. It's Roya. It's Tzoyne B'mira Noyach V'Toyv. Noyach V'Toyv. Now Toyv, I could understand. You hear Hashem is leading us in the Golos. It seems Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li Horoya B'Shoshanim, and Rashi says Horoya Es Tzoyne B'mira Noyach V'Toyv. So L'Choyra, this is definitely refers to the Golus. That was Rashi's whole Hakdoma. So we're talking about in Golus, we still have this relationship. I'm his, he's mine, I'm for him, he's for me. We have this loving relationship. And we accuse him of being Roya B'Shoshanim, that he's grazing us amongst the Shoshanim, amongst the roses, which Rashi says is B'mire Noyach V'Toyv. Now, how in the world I could understand maybe that we could say Kol Mad Ovid Rachmon Letav Ovid. So if the Golus is Hashem made the Golus, so it's Letav, because since whatever spiritual Yerida we had by the Churban, we had to go into Golus to correct it, to uplift it, to return it. Fine. So therefore, it's Kol Mad Rachmon Letav, even though it's very painful and bitter and bloody, mamish. But to say that it's Mire Noyach V'Toyv, I would say if Shoshanim compares to Shoshanim, Shoshanim have thorns on them. Right? So Shoshanim is like they're beautiful, maybe they even smell good, but they're full of thorns. So that would be a good moshel to the Golos. But Rashi says, Noyach V'Toyv, what's the Pshat? How you talking? What do you say?
Shoshanim.
No, Shoshanim Lefi Rashi. No, not Shoshanim Lefi the thorns. Rashi emphasizes that it's Mira Noyach V'Toyv. Toyv, I can understand. Everything Hashem does is for the good. But Noyach V'Toyv. So I would like suggest, a, what? Oh, like for the visually impaired. Very good. Thank you so much. Okay.
What's the problem? Is it has thorns?
What? No. That's Rashi doesn't learn. It's the Shoshanim could be representing as a beautiful rose with thorns, with pain, but Rashi doesn't say that. He says Shoshanim represents Mire Noyach V'Toyv. It's pleasant. It's calm. He says, but this is Noyach. It may be Toyv, but sure ain't Noyach, right? It's Noyach Leilod Mishelo Nivra Mishanivra. And this Golus. That's the way sometimes we feel. So I think the Pshat is like this. It's ani l'doidi v'doidi li. When we feel the closeness, the intimacy, the love of this relationship with Hashem, both me to him and him to me, then the roya becomes b'shoshanim. That even though he's leading us in a golus, and even though in the golus there's so much suffering, but when a person feels that closeness to Hashem, then that suffering just brings him closer. And it can be transposed to a feeling of noyach. The moshel I heard from my father-in-law, I think I once saw it someplace, but I don't know, he is he says who is his own vart, so his own moshe. What?
Doidili.
Who?
What's doidili?
Both. What do you mean? Anila. He loves. I am to him. In other words, I guess my love is to him. I am beloved by him, and he is beloved by me. Either way, we're both. It's a mutual relationship. Dut study. You know, I love him. He loves me.
It's love.
What?
Love or ownership?
No, no. Dodi is not. No, love. Love.
I mean, I'm not the way they translated, but I am to him, meaning
I. Dodi is my beloved.
I belong to him.
Yes, yeah, so that's a romantic relationship. We're in this possessive love relationship. I'm yours, you're mine. To the exclusion, that's what I tell people. Marriage has to be, it's me and you to the exclusion of the whole world. Anytime anyone lets someone into their marriage, it's not a good thing. That's why I say everybody should have a lock on their bedroom. when I came to Los Angeles, so the first thing we had in someone's house, some meeting, appearance, I don't even remember what it was, but before I knew it, from the time I walked in the front door, all of a sudden I was in the bedroom there putting the coats down and so on. So what are we doing in somebody's private bedroom? Like, you know, it's exclusive. And people, they invite guests, and they sometimes, you know, they invite the same guests over and over again, and then everybody gets comfortable with each other. So the kids are like this. So I think that's the pshat. Lemoshe, so my father-in-law, he said like this. David HaMelech said, Shivtecho mishantecho hei meinachamuni. You hear, Hillel? You hear, listen. Shivtecho mishantecho hei meinachamuni. So a mishenis is a thing that you lean on. That's a nechoma, something to lean on. We have something to lean on, that's a nechoma. But what's a shevet? A shevet is a whip. How is a whip in a nechoma? Whip the guy like that. That's what a nechoma. So he gave a moshel. He says, imagine the shepherd is grazing his flock. And it's a beautiful day, and they're all running around the field. They're all, you know. Then it starts to become nightfall, and he starts to gather them in. He has to take care of them and bring them inside. And he takes a count, and he sees one little shepsel missing. So it's starting to get dark already. He sets out to look for him. And he's looking and looking and looking, and the little lamb is also getting a little nervous because it's getting dark at night and it's scary, it's lonely, you know. She's used to being together with the flock. Finally, in the distance, he spots the crying lamb, let's say, you know. He takes that shevet, you know. That's shivtecho yenachamuni. The shepherd is still with me. The shepherd hasn't forgotten me. The shepherd came out to look for me, and he's still there for me. I'm now secure. And so sometimes, even the patch, even the klop, even the shaven can give a person a chumma that he's still there for me, he's still with me. So it could be that's the thing. In other words, when I have this relationship, and I can feel in the golus, deidi liv ani loy, then memela, that can allow me to feel he's shroya b'shoshana b'mira noyach v'toyf. Because when I have him, it transposes. The connection to Hashem transposes everything. In fact, to the contrary, it makes. I know that the first time that I experienced personal tragedy was the time that I came to an appreciation, a relationship with Hashem that not only I never had, that I never knew existed. I could pinpoint it just like that. That because it's just like it's almost you're forced into it because you have to cope. Otherwise, you go nuts if you don't cope. And when you start coping, it just expands. And so maybe that's taka de pshat, that it's b'mira noyach v'toiv, that the anila doidi v'doidi li can make it mira noyach v'toiv. Then there's another thing too. I just want to mention this thing. The famous story the Hasidim tell about Reb Zisha. The story goes, they came to the Baal Shem and they asked him, what does it mean, smeichem b'yisurin? To rejoice with suffering. So he says, go to find this Reb Zisha, and Reb Zisha will explain it to you. So they go to, I guess, wherever they went, Berdichev maybe it was, I forgot what the name was anyway. They went and they finally find this Reb Zisha living in some place on the other side of the railroad tracks, you know, poverty and a little shanty, a little nothing. And he opens the door and he has no clothing, is all ripped, and he looks so sick and decrepit and this, and like a man, like Meduka b'Yisurim. So they say, the Baal Shem sent us to you to ask, what does it mean, Smecha b'Yisurim? So he looks at them, he says, why did he send you to me? I never suffered a day of my life. See, there is such a thing that a person can reach such a level. David HaMelech said, Chesed, as it goes? Chesed Chesed Mishpato Shira, yeah. He says, and the Gemara Darshan, the Gemara in Brocha says, Bechesed Oshira, Uva Mishpato Shira, you hear? David HaMelech could say Shira for Hashem's Chesed, and he could say the same Shira for Hashem's Mishpat. So a person can feel that closest to Hashem. So maybe that's the pshat, that even in the Golos, as long as I feel that Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li, I can still feel that the mirror that he's grazing us in this miserable Golos is Re'a B'Shoshanim B'Mira Noach V'Toiv, because I have the strength of that loving relationship to draw on. So maybe that's Taka the Pshat in this pasuk. And let's try once more quick because it's late. Yofa Atra Yosi Kisirtso. You are beautiful, my beloved, as Tirza. I don't know what that is. Novik Yerushalayim, as beautiful as Yerushalayim. Ayuma Ka Nidgolois, as fearsome as the Nidgolois. I guess it's the Malochim or something, you know, the armies of the Malochim. Yofat Rayosi Kisirtso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekals Alzais. Until now, we were speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talking about him, he's Rabbi Shoshanim. Now Harashi says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu mekalsok alzois, yofa at rayosi, you are beautiful, my beloved. Kishaat ritzuyoli, when you are ritzuya to me, you're beautiful. Kachu nirish v'sifri nov." Okay, so when you are kishaat ritzuyoli, when you're desirable to me, then you're beautiful. What in the world does that mean? Huh? What does it mean? Rashi says, "Yofo at rayosi, kishe at ritzuyoli." When you are ritzuyoli, you are yofo. You're beautiful. Kachu nidrish v'sifri. Vos meintos. That's Yiddish. What does that mean? What does it mean? You are beautiful to me when you're ritzuyoli.
No, the kilus.
What?
Rako kilus.
What?
Ma kilus yafat kshat atzuya. Kilus korek shi yafat. Kadosh Baruch Hu ohev otanu lo mishne ma. Yigo matzav shakadosh Baruch Hu.
Eifo, ze matchil mi at ratzuya li.
Ma ze?
Ze matchil yof at rayosi kishe at ratzuya li. כשאת רצויה לי, היה צריך לה, כשאת רצויה לי, את יפה בעיניי.
What? מה זה
הקדוש ברוך הוא מקריסה
הזאת?
No, he praises Klal Yisrael. He says, when you are רצויה לי, so I guess, let's just try I guess the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at physical beauty. It's not a human beauty contest. Oh, you're so beautiful. That's not what he's looking at. Kesha'at ritsuyali. When your ritsuya means you're doing my rotsan, you're doing the rotsan Hashem, you're acting in the way that is appropriate for you to act, then I look at you as beautiful. In other words, I say, oh, you're so beautiful. It's an expression of appreciation. It's an expression of I don't know what beauty is. An expression of what?
Maybe it's actually like when you love someone, you see someone who's not so beautiful. You could, because you love them, you could even see them as beautiful.
But if you but why is what's the distinction between ritsuya and beautiful? Kishat ritsuya,
then mela I see you even as beautiful.
Even as physically beautiful?
Yeah.
So
it's a mashal.
Okay, fine. No, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the nimshal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekalso al zois. Yofa at rayosi kishat ritsuyali. So when you are ritsuya be'enai, then what? Then I look at you as what?
Beautiful.
Physically?
It's a mashal. We're talking in
this
human
terms.
What?
This is the
nimshal, that's right.
No
physical
beauty.
What?
How's the nimshal?
Even the nimshal.
In human terms.
But there is no physical, there's no two levels for Hashem.
Yeah, but there's Hashem, the physical, maybe there
is. Hashem loves us like roses. What does that mean? No roses.
Is that better?
No.
Talking in human terms.
So in human terms, at what? But it has to relate to divine terms.
Love that doesn't look so beautiful. You could see her as beautiful because you love her.
So kishat ritzuyali based on because of the love.
Tamid.
Yeah. So wait, therefore, I look at you as beautiful.
אנחנו תמיד רצויים לקדוש ברוך הוא.
כאילו, לאו תמיד יש גם שאתה עצבני יש לאו, אבל תכלס, אתה לא רצוי אז.
By the way, that's the pshat of the pasuk. Yofa atra yosi kisirtza. I guess kisirtza means when you are ritzuya, you're yofa. That's the way he's learning pshat in that. So again, so you're saying that means like this. So, I no, it's not physical beauty. Hashem's not looking for physical beauty. You know. Sorry to disappoint all you beautiful people, but he's not looking at physical beauty. What? Yeah, but he's not looking at physical beauty. But what? But when you're ritzuya be'enai, because of this loving relationship that we have, you're desirable to me, which means that the relationship is functioning, is flourishing. That's mistama what it is. Look, anila doidi v'doidi li. So it says yofa at kesirtza. Because of the anila doidi v'doidi li, there's a relationship between us. Because of that relationship, so you're ritsuyali. Once you're ritsuyali, I would just take what you said. He'll just take a little bit down and drop from the beauty contest. And I would just say like this: that the pshat is, what does it mean? He's beautiful. So if you're ritsuya, you're beautiful. The teretz is. It has to add something. You know what it adds? It adds a covering of all the ugliness. In other words, if you're ritsuya li, if that relationship that we have, anila doidi v'doidi li, is fully functional, then as far as I'm concerned, you're beautiful be'enai. You know. What? It means anything you do. No, again, it's not physical.
What was there before?
No, we have this loving relationship. You still love me. I love you. You love me.
You're not beautiful.
What?
But you're not beautiful.
No, but you do things wrong. Forget beauty. I'm sorry. Sorry to disappoint you. But forget beauty, okay? But Lamaisa, you're as far as I'm concerned, I overlook. Yeah, I overlook your shortcomings. I overlook you look everything. It's look. Yeah, you know.
Why are you?
The relationship. You maintain this relationship. It's anila doidi v'doidi li. Probably there's a hemshchik between the psukim.
What would ritzuya be without this beauty?
No, ritzuya means we're in love, but I recognize you. I look at your shortcomings. There's two kinds of love. Yeah, this is poshut. This is a good. We're going to write a book on Shirashim, Lessons in Love. Okay, there's two kinds of love. There's the love that's blind, and there's the love that's not blind. There's the love, I love you dearly, and I'm aware of your shortcomings, and afal pi kein, I love you. There's a love that's, no, everything you do is beautiful. You know, like some parents used to have that. Today, the kids tie into the parents don't have that anymore. But it used to be, my child can do no wrong. You know, if it was at the PTA meetings, it was always the parent came in with the two guns out, and then the teacher's always wrong, and the kid is always right. Today is just the opposite. The teachers are trying to defend the kids, and the parents are attacking them. It's a very strange world, but it's true. Or let's say it's 50-50. It's not like it used to be.
Maybe kids are just worse now.
What?
Maybe kids are just worse nowadays.
Oh, come on. It's in the olden days, it was the parent. So this is Ava Mechaseb Shoyim. There's such a thing. So there's an Ava that's Mechaseb Shoyim. That's the highest level. That because I love you, that even your ugliness to me is beautiful. That's the fullest. That's what Hashem Baruch is expressing here. That Yofa'at Rayosi Kesirzo Kesha'at Ritzuya Li, because of Anita Doidi Vidoidi Li, Yofa'at, you're beautiful. Let's say it's not beautiful. I'm Ritzuya, so I'm beautiful. No. It's Mesif al the Ritzuya. It's more than Ritzuya. When you are Ritzuya in the love, then what I see is beauty. Which means the Avo Mechaseb Shoyim. I think that's the Pshat. Hashem Baruch Hu has such a love for Klal Yisrael that when we maintain that loving relationship, he looks at us completely different. I do ugly things, I do disgusting things, and he says, Yofa Atra Yossi. All right, we got to stop. I think that's the Pshat.
Now that's after.
What did you say?
Thank you.
What's today? 12-12? Huh?
It's
Wednesday. 12-12. Okay. Oh, we start to write the date, because otherwise we get lost. Okay.